HIV, religion, religious cult belief that it causes AIDS, affects people with no immune deficiency. The story right now we're covering with investigative journalist Liam Sheff, one of Edmund McNack. You need to give a listen to this, because how many people are harmed by this, including those that are thrown in prison for supposedly being HIV positive, for so-called maybe infecting another person by not telling them their status, when the science itself, you know, begs the question, when did they ever actually prove that it was the cause of drastic, dramatic end-stage immune deficiency? You know, for which I've covered on this show for many years, the fact that it's kind of a ludicrous assumption in reality. And we have a guy, Edmund McNack, a stand-up citizen, worked, in a prison as a guard, was bitten by a prisoner. They put him on preventive, they call it prophylactic heart therapy. It's what they give to AIDS people, highly active antiretroviral therapy. Developed horrible diseases, including sarcoidosis. And the judge actually had the gall, after having two different doctors, you know, basically testify, that it wasn't possible to get sarcoidosis from this heart medication unless you also had tested HIV positive. Edmund McNack, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, actually, I was working as a police officer. I was a deputy sheriff here in Jackson County, Missouri, working as a police officer. I was transporting a prisoner to our county jail who had actually complained of some injuries. So before you actually can go into our jail, you have to be given like a clean bill of health. And I took her to the emergency room, and at that time had a little struggle. She ended up biting me on my hand. And at that time, I was seen by the emergency room physician there at Truman Medical Center West here in Kansas City, Missouri. And I was advised at that time that, she wasn't really a very clean person. She had been like a street person, had done some things in her past, what have you. And the safest thing for me to do was to take the hot medication to prophylact against possible HIV infection. I was tested there as well as the prisoner. We were tested immediately. And the results came back within 48 hours that we were both HIV negative. But I was advised by the doctor there at TMC that it would be best for me to take this medication because it could show up possibly 6 months later. So to be on the safe side, I should take this hot medication, and which I did. I took the medication for approximately 8 weeks out of a 12-week course of that they had prescribed for me. I really, Lem, it's just incredible. Like I told you before, I went from 255 pounds to 215 pounds. I really thought I was going to die. The medicine caused all kind of problems. Fatigue, night sweats, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. I had never felt like that in my life. I had never been sick in my life other than a cold, a simple cold or something.
Edmund, what you're sharing here is really profound, because it supports the argument that I've made here and many others, and the scientists that are asking the question about the whole AIDS disease, is that literally the drugs themselves are causing symptoms that mimic or basically fall under a lot of the umbrella of what they call AIDS, whether you have HIV or not. Again, evidence we've thrown out over the years. We're going to do some more after this break. I want to thank Edmund for being here. We've got a little more with you and Liam Sheff as well. You can link through Liam's site on the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Say thanks to my sponsors, including Hemp USA, GLC Direct, and Nordic Naturals. We'll come in right back with more powerful healing. I'll let you in on one of the dirty little secrets about the AIDS religion. The drugs used to treat people with so-called AIDS diagnoses are toxic and deadly enough to kill a healthy person. I've got living proof here, someone that nearly lost it, Edmund McNack, along with Liam Sheff. But Edmund, tell me the story. They have you on these heart medications for AIDS, and what happened? How did you get out of it?
Basically, I had going into some of the appointments that they had scheduled for me at TMC. The Sheriff's Department had assigned a case nurse manager to follow me along through the treatment because I was getting so ill. And after seeing, you know, all that I was going through and how sick I was, the nurse basically just told me, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm watching you die. It's like, well, what do you mean? I feel like I'm dying. Well, what are you telling me? The nurse says, I think you should stop taking the medicine. But I can't tell you that. I'm not telling you to stop. But I think you should stop. So, as sick as I was getting, and I knew it was caused by the medication, I stopped at 8 weeks of, like I said, of a 12-week course because I knew I was dying from taking the medication. And basically, she saw that I was dying from taking the medication.
I'm just astonished in your case for compensation that the judges, a majority, ruled that, oh, it's not possible for you to be harmed by drugs used to treat AIDS because you didn't have HIV, which has never been really isolated anyway. But, I mean, that's stunning, Liam, what he experienced there.
Yeah, you know, like calling Dr. George Orwell. I mean, you have the AIDS diagnosis. They say the AIDS drugs are life-saving drugs for people who are so-called HIV positive. Then you get a guy who's not HIV positive. You put him on so-called AIDS drugs, he's almost dead. He loses 40 pounds of a bodybuilder in 8 weeks.
Basically gave him the symptoms of AIDS. The drugs did, just like Professor Duesberg has been saying since the beginning.
He was at a job. He was at a job run by the state. You know, he was working for the state prison. And they've actually stolen from him. They recommended, you know, probably on the pain of his job, that he do this drug course because he got bitten by somebody who didn't cause him any problem. And, that, you know, he lost, again, 40 pounds in 8 weeks, and he's, you know, been that way for about 10 years. He didn't get into this, but he has to take corticosteroids to suppress all kinds of sarcoidosis problems, immune problems at this point from the drugs. I mean, I don't doubt it's from the drugs. So Edmund McNack is, I think, should be the poster boy for, you know, the wonder of AIDS drugs. And I think people who don't want to talk about it should understand that these drugs really are too toxic even for people with AIDS. And that we could make better treatments of all kinds, that we could open the market. The market could be competitive.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and that was the argument up at the front this hour about the freedom to heal, the freedom to choose methods that are not approved by government even to support immune function rather than to destroy it with the hopes that you're going to kill a phantom retrovirus. And Edmund, we've just got a minute with you here. You know, the things that you've had to learn the very hard way. What about family members, people in your community, your coworkers? What are they learning? Do they see and understand what you've gone through here?
Yeah, they really do. You know, it's amazing. Just like I said, just being a police officer and all the people that we run across, you know, whether in the street or in the jail, many of my friends are like, I will never, ever, ever take this medication. I don't care if I'm bitten and my finger comes off. I'm never going to take this medication. You know, they watch me almost die in the hospital. Remember, I spent 16 days in the hospital. You know, four of those days in surgical ICU, body temperature of 105, you know, seizures, nearly dying in the hospital. And, you know, my closest friends, you know, police officers, you know, coming to the hospital and seeing me that way, you know, like, what an injustice. I just can't believe that, you know, that they had you take this medicine. You know, but what do you do? When you have a doctor, a trained, licensed, board-certified doctor tell you this is the best thing to do, yeah. What do you do?
Well, Edmund, this is the point where I'm so grateful your willingness to come on and communicate it. And Liam, I'm so grateful that you brought Edmund to my attention, because this is a bigger picture. I mean, it's bigger than the tragedy here, which I see is. But of course, we're going to try and make as good of it as we can here. That we have got to stop worshiping at the priestcraft of the true, what they call the Church of Biological Mysticism. And bring healing back down to the everyman, because that's where it belongs. It always belonged with us, not the federal, state, or even local governments to say what is or what is not healing, what is or what is not disease. And we have misplaced our trust in those that have conflicts of interest, dripping with pharmaceutical conflicts of interest, that in your case nearly killed you, Edmund. And Liam, my goodness, the work you do, I've got a link to your blog here at liamscheff.com, liamscheff.com. After the show, I'll I'll put up the link to Edmund, your appeal, so that more people can learn about this, and hopefully we'll raise that awareness. I think the HIV causation hypothesis of AIDS dogma, those days are numbered. People are becoming more aware of this every day. Liam, you might see evidence of that as well.
Well, AIDS is a brand name. I mean, you know, there was something that happened in the gay community in the 80s, and it was serious, and I think multifactorial. I think there were many things involved. But since then, AIDS has simply become a brand name, and it's been latched on to people of all kinds, of all cultural backgrounds and ethnicities, but mostly, you know what, people in absolute massive poverty, without clean water, without sewage reclamation, and to say that the thing that you're worried about is their sex life or some other thing before they can even get a drink of clean water is... Boy, that's kind of medieval. You know, that's not science anymore. That's something else.
It's absolutely barbarism, and I thank you for pointing that out and highlighting it with me. And Edmund, I wish you all the best in your recovery. Perhaps we can talk off the air sometime, and maybe there are some options you're not aware of that the medical community might not even know about. I'd be happy to chat with you on that. I'll link you up as well. Also, Jeanette's holding on. I don't have time to get her in Louisiana. She wants to avoid chemo, but if she'll hold on, I'll talk to her off the air to get her some information. We've run out of time just about here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. I'm just ever so grateful for those of you that are standing up for liberty, standing up for health freedom, because as I've said, the nation will not exist when we have a nation of enslaved, drugged out people. And next week, we're going to be going live right after the 4th of July. With a show that I do every year with some very special guests that understand the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, health freedom. Including Dr. Robert Rowan of the Second Opinion Newsletter, Michael Badnarik, champion for the Constitution, his book, Good to Be King, and lots more. Liam, thank you. Edmund, thank you. Jeanette, hold on. I'll get to you in a moment. Rocking the health world every week on Talk Radio Network, all over planet Earth as well. Thank you for being a part of it. Remember, the power to heal is yours.